The third feature this week was also written by Daniel Bardsley. He'd met Norfolk author Pat Barr, who is still writing at the age of 81. Daniel's article is read once again by Elizabeth Stimpson.
The image on the front cover of a paperback edition of Jade, a novel set in China, conjures up well the exoticism of the East. In the centre sits an elegant Chinese temple, framed by mountains that recede into a hazy distance. Standing at a cliff edge in the foreground and gazing upon this remarkable scene is a lone woman in old-style dress. Inspired by China's marvellous tradition of landscape painting, the picture ties in with the book's subtitle, which must have lured in many readers, A Great and Sweeping Novel of a Distant Land. The author of this novel, set in 19th century but written and released in the 1980s, to success on both sides of the Atlantic, is Pat Barr, who was born in Norwich and now, aged 81, continues to live in the city. Although she wrote books set in China, Pat has never actually visited the country. But she did spend several years living in Asia and continued to travel widely there over several decades. While today there is nothing unusual about travelling across the globe, few are able to turn their wanderings and their interest in foreign cultures into a career. Pat's experiences from abroad and extensive research from archives helped her write a series of non-fiction and fiction works exploring the lives of Westerners in countries such as India, Malaysia, China and Japan. I think I've been very lucky that I've been able to spend all my life doing something I most wanted to do and earning a living by it. That's very fortunate, she said. Pat's literary career was perhaps an unlikely outcome for someone of her relatively modest background. Her early life was centred in a flat above a shoe shop in London Street in Norwich city centre, managed by her father. Academically able, she secured a scholarship to Norwich High School for girls, but financial problems from her early teens, her father was in poor health and unable to work, meant she almost had to give up on her ambition to attend university. The full maintenance grant she received from the local authority is something she remains enormously grateful for. She took an English literature degree at the University of Birmingham, and, after marrying John Barr, moved to Bolivia to teach English. Pat found the high altitude of the mining town there, where they lived, disagreeable. A later move by the couple to Japan proved much more to Pat's taste. While in Japan, she stayed in a flat overlooking the Bay of Yokohama, Japan's second city. And perhaps more importantly, in terms of Pat's subsequent career, a place where Americans and Europeans lived in the second half of the 19th century, when Japan opened up after being cut off from the world for 200 years. Under the Tokugawa shogunate, the country's final feudal military government, which ended in 1868. Using journals and letters expatriates had written, Pat explored the subject in a postgraduate degree she completed after she and John returned to England. This research contributed to her first book, which was published in 1967. The Coming of the Barbarians followed the story of the expatriates until the end of the Shogawa shogunate. A companion volume, The Deer Cry, continued the narrative up to the early 20th century. Her third book was a biography of Isabel Bird, a remarkable woman from Victorian times whose travels took her to Japan and other parts of Asia. In 1971, tragedy struck. John was diagnosed with bowel cancer and died within months, aged just 45. A widow at 36, Pat pressed on with her writing. She secured a Churchill Fellowship that allowed her to travel to Malaysia and Singapore, where the activities of missionaries were focused of her work. Continuing her study of Westerners in far-off lands, she later focused on India, a country she fell for in a big way. Unlike Japan, where you can travel for miles and no one says a word, the Indians want to know about you. "Where's your husband? Where's your home?" she said. One of her books about India, The Men Sahib's The Women of Victorian India, was among several of her non-fiction books reissued a few years ago. Although Britain's involvement in India during this era is often roundly condemned, Pat sees positives as well as negatives. The British went there and made that their job for life. They started the railways and sent engineers and their wives. They sent doctors and educators, she said. They did have their settlements, which were separate, but they had their careers there. They spent 8 or 9 years there at a time. Pat, who spent time living in London, moved back to her native Norwich in 1980, buying the house in Mount Pleasant, where she still lives. "I knew when I left London I would fall out of the literary world, but the pull of coming back was stronger," she said. Later, after many non-fiction books, she turned to fiction. Her first novel, Jade, also published as Chinese Alice, centred on a daughter of a missionary and proved successful in the United States. A sequel followed, as did novels set in Japan, Kenjiro. Pat continued to write novels, but in 1993 she suffered a cerebral hemorrhage while walking near her home and ended up in Adenbrooke's Hospital in Cambridge, where doctors warned her friends she would likely suffer permanent mental or physical disability. At first, Pat was unable even to read, but over about 2 years she went on to make a full recovery. She's continued to write, but in recent years, having had problems with the agents, was not found a publisher for a complete novel. After Butterfly, that continues the story of Madame Butterfly. "I'm older and everyone knows very well I don't have another 6 or 7 books left in me. That makes a difference. I'm more or less giving up now." Even if she's no longer writing, Pat remains a keen reader. Her front room is scattered with books by the likes of Paul Theroux and Kazuo Ishiguro, and copies of magazines such as The Literary Review and The Author. "I love books, obviously, and every Christmas people buy me books," she said with a smile, looking at the pile of hardbacks on the carpet beside her chair.